We had a fire right in front of our house the other day. It's so surreal to even think about it now, but we almost died the other day. Our family almost died the other day. My husband was the hero. He went down in a thin fog of gray smoke with no visibility and put out the fire. He still has minor burns on his hands and feet, and my son and I owe our lives to him. His presence of mind saved us. God saved us, for he woke me up with a sound at 4:30 a.m. in the morning, not knowing that the sofa bed in front of our house was ablaze with fire and our entire house filled with a thick fog of smoke. But God saved us. And I walk around the house now as if nothing happened. I wash the dishes. I attended master's class earlier. I'm having beer with my husband now as if nothing happened. But it did happen to us. You know how tragedies of death, fire, floods, etc. happen to other people? You hear about it, you extend your warm words of consolation, but you never really think that it can happen to you. But it did happen to our home. Tragedy can happen at any given time. But God is always there. His grace and presence in our lives is always there. He chooses to keep us alive for a reason. It's never just for nothing. He chooses to keep us alive for a reason. And the weight of this reality hits me. I am alive for a reason. And it gives each moment that God even allows me to breathe, to type my blog, to be with my family when we almost died just a few days ago, hits me hard. That I was granted a life extension for a reason, and my job is to find out what that reason is. Why exactly does God keep us here? I pause, and I whisper a prayer for the grace and protection that was given to us. For me, for my son Milo, and for my husband Jam. The mere fact that we were kept alive is so profoundly moving that everything else that I'm worried about seemed petty and pointless. And I let that sink in. The irrelevance of our fears. That no matter how hard life seemingly is, it is all just a myth. Fears that are unfounded and born out of myths and lies and doubts that the evil one seeds inside of us to lose our faith. All these doubts and fears are irrelevant against the magnitude of our God. And I often forget that. For I live in fear, in doubt, in endless worries as if things are within my control. It never is, and it never will be. After such a harrowing tragedy, I pray. I pray to God, who granted us safety and solace amidst those incredibly scary black fog of smoke that enveloped our house literally, and the thick fog of smoke that fills our minds and our hearts figuratively, making us doubt and feel helpless against our problems. We are not helpless. We should not fear, and we should never doubt. For God is a God of infinite strength, of endless mercy, and of everlasting peace. I am so thankful at this bonus life that was given to me and my family. I solemnly seek for grace to be worthy, to continue to be worthy, and to live each day with renewed faith and the discovery of truth. But God always is, and He will never fail us, despite and in spite of tragedy. He will always be above everything that there is, and above everything that there will ever be. What I learned from this tragedy is a truth and hope that comes from faith. That His protection and unerring love that is all around us, protecting us even if we never ask, always keeping us in His loving embrace. That no matter the tragedy, God will always be above all. We just got to have faith.